Derek participated in practice. We had him on a little bit of a pitch count today, but he did well. And I think you know, signs are optimistic for the weekend.
Head coach Dennis Allen there talking to the media today after practice. And Derek Carr limited but optimistic, Dennis Allen says, about playing Sunday's game. Looked good at practice. We're going to hear from Derek Carr pretty soon. What are you feeling, Cullen, about this matchup?
And, feeling good.
Just you think they're going to be rushing Carr back into this too soon because of what we've seen out of Rattler and Hayner, or do you truly think that Derek's ready to go with that oblique injury?
It's so tricky with the oblique, too, because it's not like a simple it's not a pain scale thing. It's not like it is physically, as simply put, just can you do it? Can you pull it off? It's not like he does it and it hurts. It's like, can he throw a ball? Just can he throw a ball? Can he run with the ball? Does it hurt if he touches?
Have
him
you
on
heard
that
this audio
side?
From Carr at all?
I haven't. No.
Because it's great stuff. Because you're actually saying some of the same things he did. He couldn't throw a football. He couldn't pick up his kids, for crying out loud.
That's what I'm talking about. Like that's scary stuff. I mean, it wasn't the sentiment that this happened with Breeze or something like that. And he was like, I was worried I might not ever play again, because this was like, will I ever get the feeling back that I can, or will I perpetually be able to be in a state where I just can't do it?
There's a good chunk of this Carr audio, so we're going to get right into it. Derek Carr, after today's Saints practice, looking forward to possibly suiting up Sunday against the Panthers. Here he is.
Derek, how did you come through practice today? How did you feel?
I felt great. I felt confident enough to be able to, you know, strap it up and go today. And so the real test is, you know, seeing how I would feel afterwards, and I feel good. And so just now let's stack some days together and, you know, to be able to, you know, hopefully play, you know, this week. So, but it felt really good, you know, to be back out there with my teammates, because watching, you know, especially when it's tough, it sucks. You know, you want to be out there with your guys. So it felt really nice to be back out there playing football again.
What was your functionality? Did you feel it in the torque or?
No, I feel great now. Yeah. You know, we got to a point real late last week where I felt confident in what we were doing. Felt we did some things on Monday, felt real confident Tuesday, felt confident. And then today was like, all right, well, we should be good. And I felt good. And it was really that first ball, you know, you throw in team that is a real rep. You know, you move, you gotta step this way, throw it that way. And, you know, that was the test, and it felt great.
You know, what was this process? How long did it take for you to be able to get to the point where you felt comfortable?
A good 2.5 weeks, 3 weeks maybe, to where I could actually begin to try and do the stuff I have to do. You know, it was, you know, a slow process, but our trainers did a fantastic job. They really did. You know, they mapped it out for me. Said it'll be between this and this, and we got back more on the earlier side of it, but they did a great job with the plan and trusting, you know, what I was saying and how I felt and being able to progress that plan. And then God did what God did. He always takes care of me. It sucks having to sit there and watch when it wasn't the most painful thing I've ever dealt with. It really wasn't. It wasn't really painful. It was just a lack of being able to do my job. And so that was the most frustrating part, because I couldn't just play through it. You know, I just literally couldn't do it. And so this has been the most frustrating injury I've ever had, besides breaking my ankle and not being able to play in the playoffs, you know, that year. But this is the most frustrating, because there's literally nothing that I could do but wait and just let it heal.
What could you not do?
Throw. sneeze, cough, hold my kids. There was a lot of things that, you know, my daughter ran up to me, like, you know, we get home, she sees me the next morning, and she comes running up, and I went to grab her, and I was like, nope. So it was tough. I think not being able to hold my kids was probably the hardest part.
I imagine with an injury like this, there's a stage, I don't know if it's a day or a week, where you could probably throw 10-yard passes and not throw 40-yard. Like, when was that stage, and how hard was it to resist? Maybe I could go out there only.
It was a lot of people taking care of me from me, you know, because they learned last year that, especially with the injuries and things that I had, that I would play through anything. And they learned that, you know, yeah, you may be able to do this, but you got to be able to do what you got to do, you know. And so our trainers, our coaching staff, Mickey, I thought they did a great job of making sure that I could get back and be ready and not have a setback. You know, and now it's life. Anything can happen, but we believe we're in a place where there won't be a setback, you know, because I feel good, feel confident. But there was stages. Some of the stages took longer than others. But now that we're here, it feels like it flew by, you know. But every day was felt like it was, you know, 3 days. You know, I remember looking at the sheet and it was like day 14 of the injury. I was like, gosh, you know, it felt like 30. And so, especially when the team is, you know, not winning and things like that, it was even harder because you just want to, even in those moments when it's the hardest, you know, when it's not going your way, that's when it hurts you the most because you want to be out there with your guys, you know, in those moments, you know, trying to rally them and, you know, encourage them and things like that. And there's only so much you can do when you're not playing, you know. And so you're not in the huddle, you're not on the field, you know, every day. But yeah, there was definitely stages. Ben and them would know the stages better than right. I would, but yeah.
But not to put words in your mouth, so like that means you're not coming back at 80%, you're coming back a lot closer to 100 or?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Because this was something like, you know, if I go to rip a ball, you know, 60 yards and, you know, and it pulls, like, what's the point? You know, like if you do that, now again, it's football and I don't ever want to just put that stuff out there, but you know, anything can happen, but we feel confident. I feel confident. I've shown it, you know, that I can do those things. And, you know, now it's about just how I stack days and how it feels after that.
When Breeze had a similar injury like 10 years ago, yeah. I think he came back around the same time frame. That was preseason though. But he said later on that he felt like his mechanics suffered after he came back in that time frame. Is there any concern about that? And like, how do you alleviate maybe that happening?
Yeah, so that's part of the reason like this was the toughest injury for me. So, you know, I wanted to make sure that I came back and I was just me. I'm not overcompensating like last year with my shoulder or that, you know, just different things. And the day I found out what it was and we found out the time frame and, you know, what I had done, I called, you know, I think I texted Drew and asked him, you know, I said, hey, I know you had this back in this, you know, year, you know, was and things like just make sure your mechanics, you know, he gave me other advice, but he's like, just don't let your mechanics suffer to just try and get back on the field because then, you know, you won't feel the same. And so, you know, for me, it was about every part of the stages, every part of the process was making sure that I kept all of that right, whether it was at 5 yards, 10 yards, or, you know, 50 yards. You know, I just made sure, you know, that, you know, I have to be able to do it the right way to make sure that I don't have to do my best to make sure there's no setback.
Is there any pressure knowing that the offense has really struggled without you, or how do you not put added pressure on yourself to kind of want to be the savior of what has not worked since you've been gone?
I am no savior. There's only been one of those. And, and you know, that is not me. You know, I am here to be a great leader and to be a great teammate and to do my job to the best of my ability. And do I feel confident what I can do? Absolutely. You know, I feel confident what I can do. I feel confident in what I can bring to our team. And that's exciting, right? But, you know, to save us or anything like that, that's not me, you know. I'm going to come in and do what my guys expect me to do, you know, bring energy, bring effort, you know, like I said, be a great teammate, encourage our guys, get everybody on the same page, lock in the details, hold each other accountable. Like, we got 9 weeks that are promised to us, right? And, you know, or 10 weeks, whatever week this is, right? And there's just a full commitment just from myself to our guys. You know, when I get back, I'm going to be a psychopath. I'm going to be crazy about the details and everything because we only get one shot at this, you know. And so, you know, I don't have any promises. I don't have anything except I'll promise great effort. I'll promise, you know, long nights and early mornings, you know, to make sure that we're at our best. And so, you know, I'm looking forward to getting back and excited to finally, you know, be back on the practice field.
Is it good to have something tangible like, hey, like, I know we've had a battle through all these injuries. You're coming back. A lot of the offensive pieces are back here for, you know, another week. Is that, I guess, encouraging for the team to see that?
Yeah, I think so. Just from what other guys were saying, I think it's encouraging. And, you know, I thought, you know, throughout the injuries, throughout all the injuries, we had a lot of young guys get a lot of great experience. And I thought our two young quarterbacks, for it being their first action against some of those defenses, did a great job. And I'm so proud of them and the work that they put in. That's a tough situation, even for a veteran to play with all those injuries and, you know, still try and move the ball and score points. That is, I've been there, and it's hard because then you got to stand up here and answer the questions, and you can't say certain things because they're, you know, just the facts are the facts. You know, it's just hard. And, you know, you put all the pressure on yourself because you still feel like when the ball's in your hand, like, no, we can still win. You know, that's how competitive we are. But I was so proud of the way that they played and the experience that they got, you know, all of our young guys that had to step up and play. So, you know, I think going through it, you know, you look at the record and it sucks, but I think we're a stronger team for it. You know, I think we're a closer team. We got more experience now with our team than we did before all the injuries. And so, you know me, I'm always going to be positive about it. But now we got to win. You know, that period, point blank, we just need to start winning and hopefully get on the right track this week.
On the right track, Derek Carr looking to start Sunday against the Carolina Panthers. Oh, so long ago, week one, we saw him in action torching the Panthers, the Saints offense just rolling up and down the field. Hopefully good times are back again with Carr back under center because, man, oh, man, it has been rough. Cullen, as you know, these games the past, you know, the six-game losing skid, the offense really has – the wheels have fallen off the last couple of games, and you knew that Spencer Rattler – was struggling. Obviously, the rookie fifth-round draft pick, that's what I like to point out to people, too. It wasn't like he got a first-round quarterback under center here that got a bulk of the work in training camp. He was still kind of learning his way, finding his way with the limited snaps he was getting. Sure, there was more of the weeks leading up to game day, but just not enough under the belt for either Spencer Rattler or Jake Henner to take over that quarterback role. And then you mentioned obviously the issues on the offensive line with injuries. You had, you know, wide receivers that were down. Just wasn't an ideal situation. Nobody was set up for success. So thankfully, Derek Carr, a veteran, is back in the mix. Maybe the biggest crime for this Saints squad, Cullen, is not having a veteran presence at quarterback ready behind Derek Carr and relying on both Haener and Rattler to fill in that spot.
Yeah. Possibly, but you know this. You're seeing this with, you saw it with the Browns last year. You're seeing it with the Browns again this year. You're seeing it with the, you know, Colts. You're seeing it with the Vikings. You're seeing it. I mean, there is. I'm 24 years old, but in the last, I want to say 5 years, I've never seen so much investment in
backups
in QB2 and QB3.
Thanks to Nick Foles and the Philadelphia Eagles quarterback win.
Well, it's that, and like people are dropping like flies. It's just like injuries are every single year.
To the position they're protecting the most. It's wild.
Not even that, just like across the league.
Oh, across the league for sure, but quarterbacks too. Just seems inane, all the injuries that have piled up for them. And we know with them, it's basically like flag football. You can barely touch them, but for whatever reason, they're having an issue staying on the field, and you feel like these rules are going to be catered even more to the quarterback to keep your most expensive prized possession out there.
Yeah, and it's just like you have to wonder, you know, we always talk about, like, you know, if they push it to an 18-game year with, like, you know, 20 weeks with a second bye week or something like that, could we see the roster?
It's going to happen.
Could we see the roster of 53 expand beyond? And I feel like you're going to do it just because you are every single year for the past 3 or 4 years, I have never heard the phrase, the NFL has never seen this many injuries before. And it keeps increasing, and that's terrifying. And I don't really know why. I don't know. I mean, last year we had the whole, like, turf versus grass conversation,
sure.
And we're not having that this year, but we're still seeing an ungodly amount of injuries.
For me, honestly, it is the lack of training camp and conditioning that you have with your team.
Yeah.
Bobby always talks about, you know, they don't even do two-a-days anymore. Look at the guys back then. The harder you work, the harder the body is. And I think that, you know, that's one of the biggest issues is just overall preparation, conditioning. You hear so many times a lot of these players nowadays working with their individual trainers leading up to things. I think you need to be around the team, with the team, and doing team activities constantly. And I think that's just showing more and more nowadays. Unfortunately, it is just ripping apart teams. And obviously, when you have your top position and the quarterback going down, always a huge issue. But with Anthony Richardson, we know he suffered injuries, but now he's just being sat for his in-app play. Pretty crazy to see just the massive swings you're seeing at the position that's so important in the NFL, yet there's so little really top-tier quarterbacks, in my opinion.
Well, I mean, back to the Anthony Richardson thing again, regardless of how Flacco ends up in that position, you need to have more than just, like, a guy who's in his second year and a guy who's in his first year. Like, you have to have some investment beyond that. That's kind of why, like, we had Winston around. We don't have him anymore, obviously, but you're seeing this. I mean, that's the reason why you've got Patrick Mahomes, and then you've got, like, a 10-year guy behind him, and then, like, a rookie behind him. You have to have someone who, when the going gets tough, they're not the best player because they're the two.
But they're not a deer in headlights
but
either.
They're damn healthy.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.